tribal governments have been leaders in the nation's coronavirus response from the start. They imposed some of the earliest and strictest lockdowns to slow the spread, and now they're far ahead of the vaccination curve. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr explains how they got there.
On a Saturday morning, it's all hands on deck at Gallup Indian Medical Center. Custodians are directing traffic, dentists are checking in patients.
Morning, Gloria. This is your second dose, right?
Yes.
Okay, what did you guys get the first time?
Pfizer?
And inside a gym, nurses, pharmacists, and physical therapists are administering vaccines to hundreds of eager patients. Dr. Jonathan Irilu is the top infectious disease specialist with the Federal Indian Health Service, or IHS. Unlike the rest of the U.S. healthcare system, he says the IHS is centralized. And during the pandemic, he says that's been their superpower.
We do primary care, we do hospital care, and we do public health. All three segments are wedded together, and so it's fairly easy to shift from primary care mode to public health mode and arrange something like this with the same staff.
Through these mass vaccination events, the IHS's Navajo service area has already administered more than 200,000 vaccine doses to its patients, including 62-year-old Melvin Foster.
Yeah, I'm getting my second Pfizer shot.
For Foster, getting vaccinated wasn't a difficult decision. 10 of his relatives have died of COVID-19.
It was hard for us. We had their services, graveside. I mean, this virus is something else that nobody shouldn't play with or laugh about. This is a serious issue.
Okay, well, John, right by your side. Nice to run. All the way down.
Easy poke now.
I will. I'll be gentle as a lamb.
All right.
One, two, and...
As he waits out the 15-minute observation period, Foster feels a sense of relief.
I've got grandchildren, so I got to stay here as long as I can with them.
Foster's willingness to take the vaccine tracks with the results of a recent survey by the Urban Indian Health Institute. Director Abigail Echohawk says about 1,400 Indigenous people responded, representing more than 300 tribes, and 75% of them were willing to get the shot. Their primary motivation was protecting their communities.
Which is, at its core, a public health decision, seeing themselves as individuals who have responsibility to the larger community.
Echohawk says this helps explain the success of Indian Country's vaccine rollout. Plus, she says IHS facilities are often the only healthcare option on rural reservations. So those hospitals and clinics are deeply ingrained in the communities they serve.
We have these operating public health systems where we know who our community is. We know the barriers they have to accessing services such as transportation. We know how to reach our people. We just need more resources to be able to protect our entire communities.
The United States has a legal responsibility to provide healthcare to Indigenous people. It's part of what was offered in exchange for the millions of acres of Indigenous land that now make up the United States. But the IHS is severely and chronically underfunded. In 2021, the agency's budget was $6.2 billion, a fraction of the $48 billion that tribal leaders say it would actually take to meet their community's healthcare needs.
What if they had all the resources they needed? We could possibly be at herd immunity in our tribal communities. And we're already close to getting there without it.
Take the Blackfeet Nation in Montana, where 95% of adults have received at least one vaccine dose.
So we have a lot of happy people right now.
Spokesman James McNeely says the rollout has been so successful that the tribe has expanded eligibility to non-natives.
We have people driving as far away from Kalispell, Whitefish, Bozeman, Cutbank, all over coming to get the vaccine, and we're not turning anyone away.
From the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming to the Pueblos of New Mexico, more than a dozen of our region's tribal nations are also offering vaccines to the broader community. And as our nation moves into a post-vaccine world, tribal leaders may well take the lead again. McNeely says Blackfeet Nation's reopening will be slow and cautious.
We're going to take every and all precautions, no matter what, herd immunity or not.
And that likely includes a mask mandate there for the next 2 years. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.